Who am I? Take two. I'm Steve M. Nash. I like to think I'm self-aware, despite the fact that I'm someone who likes things to turn out a certain way. That sounds like I like to be in control. It also sounds like I'm a bit of a perfectionist. Neither of those two things are on my list of who am I's right now. How interesting. But something that is on my list is this. Ah, perfect. One, I don't like being criticized. I'm someone who thinks I don't like being criticized. Look at me, look how happy I am. I've finally got to talk about what I consider to be the number one personal trait that holds me back or has dogged my life. I've often been criticised, how strangely, how bizarre. I've often been criticised for not liking being criticised. You don't like being criticised. It's really funny. And I didn't like hearing that. And guess what I did? I didn't speak up. I didn't share my opinion. I hid away because I don't like being criticised. So that's what you're going to do. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Hide away. And very strangely, maybe to you, I write blog posts, I create ebooks, I've created a course called Remembering the Happiness Within. I've recorded more than 300 videos. And yet, the thought, I don't like being criticized, seems true still. Isn't that weird? So there are things I don't do. I don't particularly speak in public. I haven't led any groups. I haven't done any webinars. I've attended some, but I've never led any. I don't share this understanding, this insider understanding with my friends, associates, colleagues, people I bump into. I don't really talk about it. And I think that's because I don't like being criticised, or I don't like being wrong, or I don't want to be in an argument. But what's really interesting about this exercise as I attempt to unpick myself, to unpick who I think I am, there are feelings in my body that I care for, that I enjoy. And there are feelings in my body that I don't. And ever since I've been a baby, my experiences have been labeled for me, named. Tree, hill, mum, brother, sister, friend, stranger, other, you, happy, sad, frustrated, angry, scared, make it go away. Outside has been labelled, inside has been labelled. Now, I won't talk about the outside here. I will talk about the inside. I have feelings that I don't like. Now I could just be with those feelings. Or I could just be with those feelings I could be with what is. I could not make it wrong or right. I could just acknowledge, allow, etc. Or I could analyze. I could investigate. I could go to therapy for 3 years. I could explore. I could look into my past. I could look at the interaction. I could try to understand. I could label. I could call it criticism. I'd call it not liking discord, not liking argument, not liking hostility, not liking anger, not liking difference, not liking disagreement, not liking another person's opinion if it's different to mine. Or I could call it separation. Awareness of separation and not wanting to feel separate. I call it, I don't like being criticized. I call it other things as well, but I don't have to. It's been with me all my life, this criticism thing. This prodding. I'm sure you're exactly the same. I'm sure you don't like it when you get criticized. You might. You might be a rare human being that embraces it. What I've started to allow myself to notice is, one, a feeling appears. I call it criticism, a feeling I don't like. I'm creating that. I don't have to do that. I don't have to call it criticism. I don't have to call it anything. Two, if I did call it being criticized, this feeling, this interaction, this response, this output, this outcome, if I called it being criticized, I could like it. I could like it. It is a choice on the menu. It's never been on the menu before. But I could like it. Both of those possibilities free something up in me, give me a bit of space. Or they're starting to. At the moment, I believe that criticism is a real thing and I don't like it. So the idea that I could like it, I like that. I do. And I'm playing with it. I'm not telling myself it's not a mantra. It's a possibility. In a universe that never contained that possibility before. How weird. The universe is infinite, but it doesn't contain infinite possibilities. How weird is that? Just think, we live in an infinite universe, so it's infinite possibility must be available. Infinite choices. So I like that I'm now living in a universe where it's possible that I could like to be criticized. I could like it that you don't like this video, you haven't liked any of them, no one watches them. I could like that. It could make me laugh. It could be funny. You know, I get on the dance floor and I dance like no one's watching and everybody laughs. And I like it. Rather than I feel ashamed or embarrassed. And I sit down. It's a possibility. Another possibility. The truth, actually. I sometimes can acknowledge fully, or more fully. I am making it up. I am giving it meaning. The fact that everybody else agrees with the meaning I gave is totally irrelevant. I can be offended. I can not be offended. I can be amused. I can be disturbed. I can not like being criticized. 99 times out of 100, but that one in 100, I could just agree, enjoy, be amused by, encourage, hear it as feedback, hear it as opinion, opinion of somebody else, opinion, an opinion. This is the video I most wanted to record. And now, I've done it, and I don't really feel I've done it justice. Isn't that so funny? We are all so freaking weird, don't you think, when we actually pay attention? There's nowt as strange as folk is a Yorkshire expression. There is nowt as strange as folk. Folk like you and me. We're all a bit weird when we have a look. But that's great. It's great. A bit heady. But thanks for watching anyway. Another video tomorrow, probably. Bye for now.